You know, not too long ago, we were on a university campus, and we had been billed as Sex in the Life of the College Student, Dr. and Mrs. Wilkie, somebody or other's auditorium, 8 p.m. Well, they had these little flyers up around campus, and somebody in the student union got a black marking pencil and under the 8 p.m. wrote, Lab, 9:30.
We indeed are very happy to be here with you today. We are hoping to hear many of your ideas and to answer them as best we can. We are particularly interested in young people. We have daughters who are 18 and 16, plus four younger children, including a 4.5-year-old redhead. We also have had university students live with us and two foster children, teenagers. So we have seen the greatness of young people and also the questioning of young people, and we hope to be able to answer some of the things that are on your mind in a way that will make for a greater life for you ahead.
Now, on the subject of premarital sex, and by this we're going to limit ourselves by and large to, let's say, an age range of late high school up through college age. There's much being said today about a challenge to the old morality that told us that the only way to go was one of abstinence, of so-called premarital chastity, of waiting until marriage. Now, we've just picked a couple of authors off the library shelves. Both of these men are PhDs. They both are from New York. They both happen to have written books that have sold into the millions. Depending upon your viewpoint, you would consider each or both of them as authorities in the field. Let's just quote the one. Suffice it to say here that although most of the so-called disadvantages of premarital intercourse may well apply to ignorant, stupid, or seriously disturbed individuals, they hardly apply today to the intelligent and informed adult who has some degree of emotional stability and maturity. Such an individual can easily eliminate the danger of VD, illegitimate pregnancy, and abortion, will not become unduly guilty, irresponsible, frigid, or impotent, exploitative, or neurotically promiscuous, and will frequently tend, because of his or her premarital sex experience, to have a happier and healthier sexual and general life after marriage. So that's one authority. You might choose him. Here's another one on the same shelf. And his comment, sex in the right place and the right time with the right person under the right circumstances is a magnificent thing. But almost by definition, this means sex under the seal and shield of marriage. Under any other circumstances, it is likely to be clumsy, guilt-ridden, and spiritually enervating. Sexual restraint does not mean deprivation. It means happiness in depth. I don't know we could find two more opposing viewpoints. Nevertheless, there they stand, and it's from these two extremes, perhaps, that each of you will be choosing, and that's what we'd like to discuss today.
As you look ahead, 90% of you will marry. And for many of you, the decision will be coming very soon. Those of you who are seriously thinking about it, think of making one great marriage for a lifetime. I don't think any of you, as you look ahead, hope to flunk the marriage course. That all of you think you've seen mistakes, but you are going to make a great marriage in your own life. You're going to find that one marvelous person to spend a great life with. And that your life is going to be filled with happiness on all levels, including deep sexual fulfillment. And this tends to be what we look forward to. Also, maybe you think of having children, and if you do, that they will be a credit to you. And so, as a total package, you're planning to succeed greatly in the area of marriage. And yet, these two comments that Jack read are telling you to go totally opposite directions to find this great happiness in the years ahead. So our question today is, what you do here in these years in preparing for marriage and how you act them out, will they help you to find this great life ahead, or will they keep you from finding this great life ahead? And so that's what we're going to look at today.
Or more specifically, will experience in intimate sex, either in a deep petting situation or intercourse, occasionally or regularly, with a close personal friend or with your engaged partner? You know, one of these meaningful personal relationships, will experience in premarital sex help you toward the achievement of our stated goal of a great marriage, or will experience in premarital sex tend to thwart that goal, cool it, tend to spoil it, or injure your ability to find that great marriage? Our ground rules today are this. We will not approach this from a moral or a religious standpoint. We ourselves have sincere personal beliefs, and we treasure them. We assume most of you do too. We don't all go through the same church door, or perhaps through a church door at all. The fact of having a religious conviction, we think, is immensely important, but it remains personal to each of you. It will guide your lives, and we respect that. However, today, let's depart from this viewpoint and look at it from a medical standpoint, from a psychological, from a sociologic, from a totally natural standpoint, insofar as we live in the culture that we do. Will, on the totally natural level of finding happiness or otherwise, premarital sex help us or hurt us? All right? We're going to let you talk about it first. We'll take this half of the auditorium, and we'll call you group one. And we're going to take this half of the auditorium, and we'll call you group two. We're going to ask you to stand or sit in your places. Row one, turn to row two. Row three to row four, and on back through the auditorium. Let's bunch in groups of about six. Appoint a spokesman. We're going to let you buzz for about 10 minutes or so. This half of the auditorium is to explore and report back to us all of the reasons that they have heard of, that they know about, that they've read about, or that the big boys have told them about.
Yes, John.
Or girls. All of the reasons that you can give us in favor of intimate sex before marriage. All right? To this group over here, you then must find for us all the reasons that you've read about, that you've heard about, that you've been told about, in favor of waiting for intimate sex until marriage. Okay, let's buzz.